Another fellow and I went, and man went down, found him right away. He was closer over to the other side of the bow, and we took him out on the other side. And we worked with him, and some of the other men then, they wouldn't even swim. They went on up the bow where they found a shallow place where they weed across and come over there. And we never could get him to revive up, though.
By the time y'all got there, he had already...
Yeah, he'd been in there too long, I guess. We got a lot of water out of him, but...
Did you have a... Do you have a place maybe where you could go off the bank? Or a springboard? What would people do off a springboard?
Oh, a dive. We didn't have any back. The only time I ever seen any of that stuff was over at Hot Spring. Over there. Used to have a government campground over there at Hot Springs and a swimming pond there. That's the first time I ever seen a springboard used to dive off of. We had a bridge down there across the bow, but we would dive off into the bow. That's only diving we done off of anything other than the bank.
How high was the bridge?
Oh, sometimes it would be 8-10 feet. Of the water.
And you got up on that bridge and...
Yeah. Just fell well. Then we used to go to White River. That was later on then, after we got automobiles, where we'd go over to White River with St. Charles and Crockett's Bluff and have big family picnics. The whole community would go. Everybody would go swimming.
Yeah. When somebody would go off and do something in the air, you'd call that what?
Call it a flip-flop, and I don't know what all the... I never was about any of that fancy stuff.
You'd say he did a what? So he turned a what in the air, some... If he went up and he left off with his feet up in the air and did a complete...
Yeah. I've heard him call flip-flops, but other than that...
Somersault
and turn over so many times in the air.
What if somebody came down and landed flat on the water?
Let's see that.